So I was thinking about this episode. I had this thought on my mind because it's something that I have been going through in my life as of late. A lot of people, myself included, like to have aspirations. We want to be successful. We want to achieve great things. We want to accomplish our dreams. But do we have the fortitude and the discipline to actually make the sacrifices necessary to make our dreams a reality? One of the main takeaways, and I have two main points that I wanted to talk about in this episode, but the first of which is, how much are you willing to invest in yourself to make your dreams a reality? Because I've noticed, and I now know, that the main reason, the only reason why I am not where I want to be is because of me. I have not invested enough in myself to accomplish my dreams. Acknowledging that is beneficial and it will help me in the future. I have invested a lot for sure, monetarily, during my process and journey on YouTube. I've invested quite an amount of money in some equipment. I've invested in courses. I've been in mastermind groups, but there's more that I can do. But I've also not invested enough in the day-to-day practice of executing the plan. So I don't think the monetary investment is my issue. My issue is the execution and the action day by day. So I know this is anecdotal, but I have recognized the issue and I'm going to make and take the actions necessary to correct that. As I observe society and I look out and I see people talking about their dreams, talking about what they want, talking about what home they want to buy. And it's super expensive right now, by the way. Those rates, anybody who buys a house right now has to be strapped with cash, has to have a big cash position. But that's besides the point. People have all of these lofty goals and expectations for themselves, but rarely want to invest in themselves monetarily or execute on their plan. Or even worse than that, they have no plan. Are you not where you want to be in life? Do you want more for yourself? Well, that's a lot of people right now. But what are you going to do about it? What can you do in the next week to change your current trajectory? I can speak from my own experience when it comes to at least success I've had on social media, which is not that much, but I've done something which a lot of people don't usually do on social media, which is get a YouTube channel monetized in 3 months. And the main reason why I did that was I invested in knowledge from people who had already been successful on YouTube. One of the things that I did initially, I bought a course, Graham Stephan's course on YouTube. And at the time, I think it might've been like $150. Might've even been more than that. Might've been 200. But I invested in that course and I took it and I learned a lot of valuable information. And beyond the information that I learned in the course, I think it's something about when you put your money behind something, it doesn't have to be a large amount, but when it comes to trying to be successful, when you put your money behind something, at least for me, it forces me to take the matter seriously and try to get the most out of it because I have paid a cost for the opportunity. In today's culture, everything is instant gratification. Everybody wants something now. People don't want to work for anything. Not everybody, but for the most part. That's the sentiment that I see a lot. Unfortunately, that could be a trap because I like to think about it in this way. Anything that is desirable, that is desired, is going to have some challenge to it, or it wouldn't be desirable in the first place. Anything worth obtaining or achieving will take some work unless you get extremely lucky. And for the most part, I don't believe in luck. I believe that you prepare yourself, you're disciplined, and if you continue and you have the right habits, eventually you will make your own luck. At least that's how I live my life. I wanted to just share this message today because something just clicked in my mind when I was thinking about what I was going to speak about on this episode. And I thought about my life and the things that I've done and the successes that I've had have all revolved around not instant gratification, the opposite of that. Diligent habits and work over time to ultimately get to my goals. Let me give you an example. I played at a small Christian college. I played basketball. And my freshman year, when I got to college and I started playing, we were small. I mean, like under 500 students, very small college. But we, at the beginning of the year, we would play against larger schools, colleges and universities, and they would Appalachian State us for the most part, like pay us to come and get a win. The bigger schools would pay us to come and get a win at the beginning of the year, right? A powder puff game or whatever, you know, warm up game. So my freshman year, when I went to go play against a bigger university, I'll tell you, when I got out there and played, I was like maybe 180 pounds soaking wet. I was a twig, super skinny. And when we played against this school, my first game in college, these dudes were 6'8", 245 pounds, chiseled, you know, looked like grown men, full goatees, you know, looked like they already had like two or three kids and married. It was crazy, right? So of course we got out there and we were just outmatched. When I tell you, my first college game, we had to lose by like 100 points. It was bad. I mean, I was trying to box the guys out. I played big man. I'm 6'5". I was an undersized center. I mean, I was getting tossed around, but I tried to hold my own, right? Trying to box out, guys going all over me, you know, snagging boards, dunking. It was bad, right? Lost by like at least 80 points, right? From that day, after that loss, and a lot of losses in my freshman and sophomore year, from that day moving forward, I worked diligently day by day on strength training, on having good habits, on trying to get better each day that I played. And eventually, by the time I was a junior, we started being competitive in those games against the bigger schools. We eventually, when I was a senior, started to win some of those games against bigger schools. And by the time I was a senior, we were number one in the country in our conference. And I was an All-American my senior year. That lesson in life about patience, hard work, trusting the process still resonates with me today and other things that I've done in my life. My approach to social media has kind of been the same. No flash in the pan. When I first got on here on YouTube, I was getting like two or three views. And YouTube is a long game. Social media is a long game. And there's a lot of life lessons you can learn from podcasting, doing YouTube, TikTok, social media, whatever you're doing. The key is trust the work, trust the process. Are you learning and getting better each day to eventually accomplish your goals? And everybody's goals isn't the same. Everybody's goal is not to get millions and millions of followers. You want to see improvement as you do something each and every day. Why am I saying all of this? Because I wanted to speak about making sure that you're not skipping steps on your journey to success. You're not shortchanging yourself by trying to take the easy route. When sometimes you need to take your lumps in life, whether you're trying to move up the corporate ladder or whether you're trying to start your own business or whether you're trying to make it work on social media, most of the time you're going to experience a ton of failures before you start to win. What I've learned in my time here with just studying people who are successful and entrepreneurs and just soaking up knowledge like I do, one common theme that you can expect to hear from people of success and of affluence, they've all experienced failure, but they don't let the failure stop them they actually use it as an opportunity to grow. I think about 50 Cent in his book, and he talks about, Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter. He talks about how anytime something didn't work or a business venture that he had didn't pan out, he learned from the situation. He figured out what he could take from that experience. And then in his next business move or business deal, he would use that knowledge to improve and to become better. He also alluded to, and he talked about how Mr. Honda, who created Honda, he could have quit multiple times on his journey on eventually creating the company Honda. And eventually when he went to manufacturers to try to get his company started with creating the pistons for the motors, he got turned down. He had to design the pistons multiple times. And eventually somebody saw his vision and his plan, but he could have gave up the first time somebody told him no. We can learn from these type of instances throughout life on whatever we're going through. Don't take a no or your first failure or even your second or third failure as something to demoralize you. Try to learn from each fault that you have, each shortcoming, each missed opportunity, so that you don't make the same mistake twice. We can't have that. We can deal with failure, but we can't deal with continuing to make the same mistakes over and over again. I hope that makes sense. So that was just on my mind. I thought that was something that was pertinent to what I'm going through, and hopefully I can help you in the process with that. I also wanted to talk about in this episode, bring back an old segment that I used to do on here, which is things that I wish that I knew when I was 17. And on this installment of things that I wish that I knew when I was 17, it's this. Young people are trapped in their smartphones from a young age. I'm a millennial. I'm 34. I'm fortunate that I got to grow up in a time when the smartphones weren't everything. Social media wasn't so pervasive in everything that we do. I am fortunate that I got to grow up in a time where people, when they called you on caller ID, you didn't know who was calling. I'm grateful for that time because I developed social skills. I developed the ability to interact with people. And because I was kind of a techie growing up and stuff like that, I still like have some tech savvy and I know like the ins and outs of social media. I have the best of both worlds. But for young people coming up, somewhere where I see them faltering is constantly seeking the validation of other people at the detriment of themselves. As a young person, people who really don't care anything about you can alter your light and hinder you from becoming as great as you can be. What I learned recently from reading Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, he talks about how your peer group, your friends, your family, the influences, social media apps, the interactions, people you follow have a tremendous influence on you, especially when you're developing. And as a young person, you don't even really comprehend and know what's influencing you because it's been influencing you for so long. I would say as a young person, you should seek mentorship from people who are positive, who are already have the life or achieving things that you want to achieve, and ask questions and try to get around as many people who are doing positive things that you want to be doing in the future. If people are telling you ain't nothing, or if people are discouraging you from following your dreams and for stepping out of your comfort zone, you need to get away from those people. You need to dissociate, because if you let those thoughts become a reality in your mind, then they are valid and they are true and they can hurt you and they could dim you. They could dim your light and have you actually believe the negativity that they're saying. I don't want this to sound cheesy or anything, but as I've lived more life, what I realize is people can get trapped in despair and people can get trapped in their own negative thoughts. And if you let those negative thoughts seep into your mind, and rest there, they eventually will take up root in your mind and they will drag you down and pull you down. Not other people at that point, but yourself. You will start to believe you're not good. You will start to believe you aren't as great as you are. Because let me tell you something. I love this concept. Any human being that is here on earth, to make it here in the first place is a miracle. Not to get graphic, but all of the things that had to happen from you coming from out of your dad down the canal to your mom, for her to conceive, for the egg to be pollinated, right? For her to carry you without any hiccups for 9 months, for you to be born and hopefully able-bodied and of all your faculties is a miracle. One in a millions and millions of a chance. And for you to be here now and to let other people hinder you, to let other people say you're not good enough when you've already done so much to even be breathing is a travesty. And I see way too many young people looking at this as the end all be all of their own self-worth. And it is tragic. And for my audio viewers, I am looking directly into a smartphone. This black mirror right here, this black mirror does a lot of good in the world, but it also can be a place that traps the minds and the thoughts and the abilities of so many young people. I want anybody that's listening to this message to know that their thoughts cannot be altered or changed by anyone but themselves once they become aware of how great they are. I encourage you to think for yourself, to form your own opinion about life. Find out what you actually want in this life, no matter what that is. And then find other people who are doing that or who could help you get there. Seek mentorship from those people as a young person, and then go after it full bore. Don't have any regrets in this life about what you want to do, about what you want to achieve. I wish that I had somebody telling me this when I was 17. Because the world will tell you that you can't. The world will plant seeds in your mind that you're not adequate. But the biggest fear that most people have, shout out to Coach Carter, is what is your deepest fear, right? That you're adequate, that you're capable beyond measure. Don't dim yourself. And this is not about a monetary thing. Everybody's wants and desires are different, but don't let anybody else dictate where you can go or who you can be. That's foolish. As young people, we have so many stressors: money, school, do we go to school or not? Relationships, so many things. You have so many things going on, I understand, your hormones. But listen, and listen well, you are in control of all of it. Once you become aware of the power that lies right here in your mind, once you put your mind on something, there's literally nothing that can hold you back from accomplishing your dreams. Those were the main points that I wanted to get across today. And excuse me, where's my manners? I'll introduce myself. My name is Monte Lee. I am the host here of the Carrot Juice Podcast. You can expect to get life lessons, self-improvement, and productivity content here on this platform. Here at the Carrot Juice Podcast, we observe society, all of it, all the nooks and crannies, the good, the bad, we try to digest all of it, figure it out, really absorb all that it has to offer. And then I attempt, in the best way that I know, to try to help you progress forward so that you could be the best you can be. And in the process, I'm going to learn and I'm on this journey with everybody. So until next time, if you enjoyed this content, like it. If you're on any podcast platform that you listen to podcasts, go ahead and rate the podcast. It really would help out. Share this with a friend, anybody who you know that might need to hear this message. I really appreciate everybody who listens. Subscribe, hit the notification bells. Until next time, I'll speak to you guys. Peace and take care.